WKMS Sci-Fi Friday is happening tomorrow night at 7 in MSU's Kurse Center Theater. Next, Dr. Andy Black, Assistant Professor of English at Murray State, previews the South African film.
...2017 marks the fourth entry in WKMS's contribution to Murray State's Cinema International series that culminates with Sci-Fi Friday. Whether a coincidence or not, there's been a really compelling string of consistency behind their choices, going from Mars Attacks to Blade Runner to last year with Alien. Each film is about an outside force that doesn't belong, and the people who try to deal with it. In the least serious of the bunch, Mars Attacks presents aliens as little green jerks with big heads and ray guns, causing trouble just because they can. In Alien, it's a force of otherworldly menace, not remotely human and totally monstrous, nature's perfect killing machine. In Blade Runner, the problem is what is alien is indistinguishable from what is human, as the hunted androids are the aliens that we have created and can't control. Androids may dream of electric sheep, but how do we know that we aren't androids ourselves? And then there are movies like E.T., in which a confused but noble alien helps humans come to terms with everything good about being human. Compassion, identification, bravery. If you don't tear up when E.T., upon leaving Earth, touches his heart and says, "Ouch," then you may be an android. This week's movie, District 9, uses those terrifying and confusing, or even hopeful prospects, and deals with them in the most fascinatingly mundane way. Throwing us into a world that is only barely explained, the aliens have been here for a while, and by here, we mean that home that they've landed on is Johannesburg, South Africa. They're neither magical nor killing machines. They're called prawns, and they eat cat food, have no language to speak of, and are looking for some kind of fluid to get home. The prawns aren't like the parasitic extraterrestrial of Alien, however, and they're not the adorable, ready-to-be-a-stuffed-animal E.T. of E.T. They seem to have thoughts, desires, identity, even a culture. And therefore, rather than celebrate it as weird and wonderful, or potentially terrifying as predators, they're merely tolerated, put away in a government camp outside the city. When they're given the title of prawn, it's a name used by humans to reflect what they look like. The Parktown prawn, an African variety of cricket that is, the Wikipedia tells me, desirable in gardens but unwelcome visitors indoors. Compared to insects, they're more or less treated like bigger versions of them. And that description suggests why they can't be allowed in the city, but must be kept outside of it. They are quite simply alienated. That the film is set in South Africa draws our attention to a dark history of race. This was a country that for years was ravaged by apartheid, a system of institutionalized, legal, racial segregation that spanned the second half of the 20th century and only ended in 1991. That South African politics and its history are on director Neil Blomkamp's mind is obvious, and it continues to be in his last two movies, Elysium and Chappie, that also explore racial and social inequality through science fiction and futuristic scenarios. And therefore, District 9 is an uncanny and probably sadly realistic vision of another side of the possibility of extraterrestrial encounter, the bureaucratic organizational side, questions of citizenship and survival, the potential of having to live in the same neighborhood as a prawn. The great Palestinian literary critic and cultural thinker Edward Said wrote often about the other, that is, someone who we identify beginning with difference and who we define ourselves apart from. In Western history, explorers and colonialists often saw indigenous others as inferior, but they also saw them as exotic, almost inhuman, and they classified them almost like they'd describe a beautiful flower rather than a human subject. It's, as one critic said, when people who are observed are overshadowed or eclipsed by the observers. The other is defined by their strangeness, by their difference. The problem of sympathizing with, of understanding the other, is caught up in a vision of what its opposite, normal perhaps is, the us to their them. To us as viewers, like the characters of District 9, the prawns are a weird them that we can't totally understand. They don't exist in the typical alien movie stereotypes or scenarios of an invading monster. But while I'll avoid spoilers, one thing the movie does is force us to think about becoming an other in the most severe way you can think of. About no longer being the us and becoming the them. About going from observer to observed. And while I might have undersold the way the movie works as a suspenseful action movie, it's an imaginative, remarkable, exciting movie, one that takes our inherent fear of aliens of all kinds and asks us questions about the acts of alienation that have happened throughout history and continue to happen every day.